Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have been a very, very bad girl. Will God forgive me? Will He forgive me the terrible sins I have committed? Father, I have desires, uncontrollable urges of the flesh. It drives me mad, but I can't. I just can't stop. It's like my body doesn't want to stop. No matter how much I try to satisfy my cravings, it's never enough. I keep wanting more. I'm addicted to it. I'm so ashamed. Yes, Father. I'm talking about fornication. Premarital, lustful, fucking, promiscuous, dirty, naughty. Every day I desperately want to fuck. I don't know how to stop. Will you help me, Father? I heard you gasp, Father. I'll burn in hell for this, right? It all began about 6 months ago. I slept over at my friend Becky's house. We were under her sheets with her laptop, watching a dirty video. I'd never seen anything like it. Such wanton sinfulness. The unholy things they were doing. Oh, Father, I was sick to my stomach and my panties. My panties were drenched. So was Becky's. She said we should remove them. So we did. We took off our panties and the rest of our clothes. Our pussies were sopping wet. She then crossed a leg over mine, and then she, she started grinding her tight little pussy against mine. I cried out like a girl possessed. My body tensed and squirmed like a demon was within me. Such agonizing pleasure. Rubbing our cunts together back and forth. Back and forth, oh, faster and faster, wailing like banshees. Can you picture it, Father? And we climaxed in a wet, intense burst. We spent all night, making each other come. And over and over. She was my first. She taught me how to masturbate, how to finger myself until I came in squirting ecstasy. After that day, dirty, sinful pussy. Every night, I'd lie in bed listening to naughty audios, finger fucking myself to climax. But soon, oh Father, soon, that wasn't enough. I needed more. One night, I could hear my brother and his girlfriend in his room. I've heard them before, but it never bothered me. But that night, oh, that night, I wanted more. I could hear them fucking. And it made me so, so horny. So I snuck up to their door and opened it softly through the crack. Jesus Christ, what a vision. Two naked bodies, man and woman, sweaty, writhing and entwined, an unholy act of frenzied fucking. Oh God, my hand, it reached between my legs and to find my already dripping wet cunt. I went back to bed and finger fucked myself furiously to that image seared in my brain. I came so hard, squirting all over my bed, but soon, oh, soon, Father, I wanted more. I couldn't get the picture of my naked brother out of my head. I started to seduce him, wearing low-cut tops that showed off my beautiful tits. I'd bend over in short dresses to show him my lacy thong. Oh, I'd masturbate loud enough, knowing oh, I started asking for his sexual advice and asked him to teach me, Father. It got to the point where we'd watch porn together and masturbate together, and finally, oh, Father, finally, one dark night, Father, we finally did it. Oh, Father, we fucked. Oh, and it was so good. Oh, we started doing it every day. One day, Father, we were busy screwing when his girlfriend showed up. She opened the door and gaped at us in shock. My brother didn't even notice, but I did. I smiled at her as tears streamed down her pretty face. And I kept smiling as I worked my pussy up and down, up and down, up and down her boyfriend's rigid, thick, hard cock. I gave her a sweet air kiss while she wept, watching the man she loved naked in bed with his sexy sister. His cock driving in and out, in and out, in and out. She left silently, and I came, oh, Father, I came so, so hard. It was so good. But, Father, it still wasn't enough. I needed more. I became a sex maniac. I seduced my friend's boyfriends and made them cheat with me. I let dirty, filthy old men on the bus put their dirty hands inside my panties and play with my pussy. I flirted with joggers in the park. And I'd suck their hard cocks behind the bushes, and I'd let them take me home. Screwing my dirty, sinful cunt over and over and over again. Father, what's wrong with me? I want to be a good girl.